Yam Darkecha, Tuesday night, Chabura, Chavurat, V'yam Darkecha. We are learning in the book, V'yam Darkecha, in the chapter on Chamim. We are in the last section, Perek Dalet, and it is called Anhaga Kedei Lekabel Ma'atzadik, how to behave in order to receive from the Tzadik. Again, to recap, we've been learning about this whole idea of Emunat Chachamim and connecting to Tzadikim. And we've gone through a few different topics. We defined what is the avodah of connecting to tzaddikim, right? What is the importance of it? Why do we do it? And we discussed that the importance of connecting to tzaddik is because that everybody wants to connect and has to connect to the Shekhinah. But since the Shekhinah is a fire that would consume you, then the only way that you could do it is by way of connecting to a tzaddik. Since the tzaddik has no bad inside of him, he's conquered himself to the point where he's tzaddik gemur, like the Tanya says, and he's completely clean inside of him. Therefore, he can cling to the Shekhinah. When you can't cling to the Shekhinah because the fire would consume you, then you have to connect to the tzaddik, because when you connect to the tzaddik, then you're able to connect slowly to the Shekhinah. And the Shekhinah will burn away the bad that's in you. But if you're majority bad, and you try to do that by yourself, you will be consumed in a second, and you won't be able to exist for much longer in this world. So by way of the tzaddik, you are able to have a higher level of constant connection to the Shekhinah without completely being burnt, until you become to a point where you're not majority bad, you are majority good, and you have more and more and more and more good, allowing you to connect to more and more and more on your own level. And even then, you still need connections to the tzaddik, because the Shekhinah is for sure on a higher level dwelling by him. And we always want more and more levels of Shekhinah. It's never, ever, ever about the tzaddik. Chas v'chalila. We had a whole entire chapter that was very hard for us to learn, right, Raphael? Right? The hardship of why it's not about the tzaddik, and not to, God forbid, make that mistake and make him into some kind of being, right? He's a human being that has done a lot of holy work, right? He's on another level. Like we also said, if we're humans, they're angels, right? Because they are living in a world in a completely different reality, purified of negativity. But never to make the mistake that it's about the tzaddik. It is about Hashem and connecting to the Shekhinah, right? And that is it. And that is our whole entire intention. And we learned about connecting to them. What happens when we connect to them? We have downloads of more connection, more dvikut, which would lead sometimes even to more understanding, more higher intuition, more knowledge even of what could happen in the future, right? Levels of nevuah, levels of prophecy that could happen by way of this. Not that that's the goal. The goal is clinging to the Shekhinah. But when you're clinging to the Shekhinah on such a level, then it comes with added benefits of knowing a little bit about the future, of being more conscious about the present, and having a clear understanding of the past, right? We learned how do you connect, and that's by way of love and praying and going to kivrei tzaddikim, connecting to the tzaddikim that have already passed from this world, and connecting to the tzaddikim that are walking, living in this world, right? And that it's impossible to say that you're connected to the tzaddikim that have passed from this world without being connected to the living tzaddikim of this generation that are alive, walking amongst us, right? And then we learned last week which tzaddikim we should be connected to, right? Which kind of tzaddikim we should be connecting to, and understanding the levels of tzaddikim, right? There's those who are pure, but they still think about themselves a little bit. They still have connection to this world, and they still have pleasure from this world. And then there's true, true, true tzaddikim that are on a whole nother level, that nothing in this world is about them. They don't look for any honor to themselves. They're completely, completely consumed with the honor of the Shekhinah and the honor of Hashem Yitbarach in this world. Nothing matters to them about themselves or about anything physical in this world. Everything is about godliness, and everything is about revealing Hashem in the world more. And the last part that we finished off with last week was, how do you find that tzaddik? Because there's for sure tzaddikim like this in every single generation. Every single generation we have tzaddikim like this, right? Kislev is Keslev. Keslev, not Lev Lamed Bet, that's a heart. Lamed Vav, which is 36. The covering up of 36. This month, the 36 lights of the Oraganus are covered up and concealed within the lights of Chanukah. Like there's 36 lights of Chanukah, Kislev, there's also 36 tzaddikim in the world at any given moment. Our job is to be able to find out who they are. Not necessarily that you need to know who they are, but But if you could find out, that would make your life that much easier and that much better, right? But what you have to do for sure is connect to them, and just knowing that they're conscious, knowing that they exist, is already of enough of a level to be able to tap into connecting to them. And in order to do that, you have to yearn for that connection to the Shekhinah. You have to really want to be connected to the Shekhinah, and to know that you're lacking and you don't have enough by yourself, that you need that extra little bit of help, right, to get to, towards your goal. And also to pray, to pour your heart out and beg Hashem that He should allow you to find the true tzaddikim that you should be connecting to, in order to have a deeper connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And today, Bezat Hashem, we're going to be finishing off this section on Emunat Chachamim with how to behave in order to receive from the tzaddik. And in short, it's la'amin, right? To believe, moraj, to have awe and reverence and respect for the tzaddik, bitul, to hold importance, to prepare yourself, to learn their Torah, and to serve Hashem on the path that they set for us. So Bezat Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, on this night, this holy, holy night, that Rav Yaakov Menachem ben Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstein Shlita, the Rebbe that we've been learning his Torah, his son, his last and youngest son, is getting married off tonight, Bezat Hashem, to the granddaughter of the Admor of Ashlag. Right, so Bala Sulam, Torah Chacham connection, Baruch Hashem, Zohar on Zohar, Kabbalah on Kabbalah, Hod Shebahod, and we're very lucky to be here dealing with the Torah of these tzaddikim. Right, while they're partying away, we're coming together to put in some other forms of avoda, right, avodat Hashem, of learning Torah, and coming together as a chabura, and our consciousness is to obviously to help all of the tzaddikim that are fighting for us right now, and defending Am Yisrael, and also for the healing of everybody that's been injured, and for the release of all of the hostages. And Bezat Hashem, may we have full Geula, B'meira V'Yameinu, and a complete annihilation of all of our enemies. Amen K'ni Ratzon. Tov, V'ata Nichtav Bezat Hashem Et HaDerech Et HaHanagah HaNechona K'dei Lizkot Lekabel Et HaOr Me'HaTzadik. Now we're going to learn how to receive the light that the tzaddik has dwelling on him, right? What do we need to do in order to become a vessel that is fitting to receive this light of the Shekhinah that's on the tzaddik? First things first, la'amin, right? We have to believe. Kabbalat or Shekhinah me'at tzaddik tluya reishit kol be'emunah she'ma'amin ha'talmid be'tzaddik. First thing that it depends on is the emunah that you have as a student, as a receiver, on the Rebbe that you're trying to receive from. כי כמה שמאמין שהשכינה אכן שרויה עליו, הוא מסתכל בו מתוך כוונה לשאוב אליו מקדושתו ולזכך את עצמו על ידי האור של השכינה, כך מקבל יותר. According to how much you believe that the Shekhinah is dwelling on this tzaddik, right? And you look at him with an intention to absorb and to suck up from him all of the sanctity that is dwelling on him, to purify yourself by way of the light of the Shekhinah, according to that level, is how you're going to receive. Footnote, v'chenu b'sfarim shel tzaddik. So too, it's in the books of the tzaddikim. When you believe all of his words are mamash kedusha, razin elyonim b'madrega elyona me'od, deep, deep secrets on a very, very high level. And they're not just as if, you know, as they appear, some kind of chokhmah, some kind of intellect, some kind of some kind of wisdom written in a book. You believe how holy these words are, that they're above all reason, all logic, anything physical in this world. Then you're able to get to the internal intention of the tzaddik. V'tzrich emunah gedola la'amin. You have to have big emunah to do this. Sha'ata k'asher shomea o kore b'divrei tzaddik, hu bidyuk ha'tikun she'sholchim lo ata min ha'shamayim. When you come to read, right now, at this moment, you come to read and you come to learn from the book of the tzaddik, that right now, these are words that are being sent to you from heaven. It's not stam, some wisdom, it's not an algebra book, it's not a geometry book, right? It is right now godly message being sent to you by way of this pure book, right? Written by the tzaddik who's worked on himself to be a vessel for godly revelation in the world. כי כל אדם בכל מצב יכול לקבל מדברי הצדיק ומספרי הצדיק את עצת האמת המיוחדת עליו. Anybody, any human being at any given moment could receive the advice and the guidance from the teachings of the true tzaddik at any moment that he wants, to fix his neshama in that time, in that place, in that situation. But it depends on how much simple emunah do you have. How holy do you believe that tzaddik is? How much do you believe that he is really a channel for godly revelations to you? Because again, it's not about him. But it's about how much of a pipeline is he, right? If he's really this pipeline that I think he is, then God is using him to talk to me at any given moment. So when I open his book, am I just reading some nice information? Or am I getting a message right now, one-on-one from Hashem? It's not about the tzaddik. It's not him. It's not the Rebbe saying this or this, that Rebbe saying this. No, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me this right now. Yeah, the Shekhinah is speaking through his throat. Chazak Baruch. וגם זה נכלל במה שאמרו חז"ל, אם הרב דומה למלאך יבקשו תורה מפיו. This is what the rabbi say in the Gemara. If your rabbi is similar to an angel, ask Torah. Again, Torah means oraa, instruction. Ask Torah from his mouth. Ask guidance from his mouth. כי אי אפשר לקבל באמת, אלא אם כן מבין ומאמין שהצדיק ביחס אליו הוא כמלאך. The only way you could really receive from this person is if you, in your eyes, believe and see him as if he, in comparison to you, is like an angel. Right? Again, not to make him into something, but to recognize where you are and where he is. And if he's telling you something, it's not like a regular person that's telling you something. והיינו שאינו שייך כלל לאותם נפילות ותאוות שיש לסתם בני אדם. Meaning, what does it mean he's like an angel? He doesn't have a relationship to the failures and the lusts that we have as humans. He's not holding in that world. He's not thinking about physicality the way that we think about physicality. Right? It's not like that. We're not talking about a regular person that goes through the trials and the tribulations that we go through. Like they said once about Rav Ovadia, that he said that the biggest sins that Rav Ovadia does, that he cries about, is that once he made a bracha levatala, and he cried for hours. Right? He needed a bracha by mistake. He said Baruch Atah Hashem when he shouldn't have said it. And he cried for hours and hours and hours. I don't know about you guys, but how many times you've done that. But I know I do it nearly every day, right? And I don't cry for hours and hours and hours, right? I don't think it's that crazy of a sin, even though I know it is, right? And also that he afflicted himself for learning Torah while praying. Huge sin. Huge sin. And he's not wrong, okay? And he's not making things up. These are real things. It's just, where are we holding and where are they holding, right? Learning Torah, may that be our sins, that we learn Torah, right? Amen. But we see that there's levels to this. V'itametz v'itchazek b'emunah sheyesh ba'olam nekudat emet la'amita asher nimtzet etzel ha'tzadikei emet. You have to put effort and strengthen yourself to believe with full emunah that there is inside the world a point of truth, true truth, that is found by the true tzaddikim. V'tzaddikei emet hem mahut acheret legamre. Right? That the true tzaddikim, they have a different essence. At their core, they're different beings already. Right? They were a human being just like you and I. At a certain point, that changed. At a certain point, they upgraded their engine. Right? They elevated. They went super tzaddik. Right? Like Team Aleph. V'af al pi shenira be'enei basar. Although it appears in flesh eyes, sheyesh letzadik oto guf otam evarim. He has a body just like you. He has limbs and organs just like you, like every other human being. Ein chiluk b'nehem. There's no difference between me and him. Our bodies work the same. He goes to the bathroom like that. Yeah, all true. Ach emeti ki ma'ut etzadikim shone hi legamre mishar b'nei adam v'chol asagotehem em gvoim v'ramim b'shamayim ma'al. The truth is, their essence is completely different internally. Yes, physically, same body. Nothing different. They're human beings. They're completely human beings physically. When we're talking on a soul level, on a conscious level, on a mind level, on a thought level, on a speech level, different being. Completely different being. They're not dealing with what we're dealing with, right? We have to remember that belief in the tzaddikim, emunat chachamim, is a fundamental part of the Torah. Like it's written, we say this every single day, Ve'yaminu b'Hashem uve'Moshe avdo. They believed in Hashem and in Moshe, his servant. They go together. If you have emunat chachamim, you have emunat Hashem. If you have emunat Hashem, then you accept that there is someone in the generation that is leading the way. Right? And not in a Christian way, God forbid. God, we're not dealing with that, right? Because there's a lot of mistakes that could come here. They're not talking about that. anything that they have was taken out of context from us. There is an idea of believing in tzaddikim. It's not that they are God, and it's not that they are godly. They are really, really holy beings that have a lot of godly light around them. It's not them. They're pipelines, they're tools, they're nothing of importance when it comes to the grand scheme of things. In our relation to Hashem, they become essential for us to connect on higher and higher levels. It says, whoever has emunah in the shepherds of Israel, it's as if you believe in the person who spoke and there was a world. Not the person, the being that spoke and there was a world. That's from Mechilta, that's from Chazal. This is a great principle, and it is a root of our emunah. This is a branch off of believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fact that he has Ashgacha, that he has divine providence, that he's looking over and watching over every step that you take, and that he's caring about everything that's going on in your life. Hashem, so to say, forces and bends nature to go underneath the footsteps and the decisions of the tzaddikim. A klal, what's the general rule? Kedei lekabel ma'atzadik, tzrich la'amin bo. In order to receive from the tzaddik, you have to really have emunah in him. You have to believe that you're dealing with a person that is a tzaddik, right? In comparison to you, he's an angel, right? Meaning he's on a whole other level. He's not dealing with the things that you're dealing with. He has a higher level of godly consciousness, right? Like angels. Why don't angels deal with bodily lusts and things like that?
Because they're angels.
Because they have godly consciousness, right? It's written in Rambam, in the beginning of the Rambam, that the planets have a higher level of godly consciousness than us. Planets have godly consciousness, according to the Rambam, according to all of Chazal, right? But Rambam brings it down. And it's at a higher level than us. They don't deal with the tests that we have, that we deal with, so too angels. They have godly consciousness, and they don't deal with the things that we have to deal with. We are the holiest out of all of them, because we're put down here, and we still have godly consciousness. The question is, how much are you conscious of that? How much are you tapped in? This is one of the ways to get closer, is to believe that there are people in this world that have that connection on a high level, and they've done the work in order to purify themselves, and they are clear pipelines for you to receive this light. Like we found in the Navi, Vayomer Elisha el Melech Yisrael, Ma li velecha, lech el Neviyei Avicha. Right? Elisha says to the king of Israel, what's between me and you? Go to the prophets of your father. And the Malbim says there, what was he trying to say? In a tefillat ha-Navi, lo to'il rak le-ma'aminim ba-Hashem u-ve-Nevi'av, she-be-ze yesh kesher ben ha-Navi u-ven ha-ish asher hu mitpalel ba-ado. Elisha was giving rebuke to the king and telling him, what are you coming to me for help? You don't believe in me anyway. You want to do Avodah Zarah, you want to do all these evil things. Go to your prophets. Meaning, yeah, okay, I can be a Navi. I could be connected to Hashem 100%. If you don't believe that that's the case by me, and you just think I'm another regular person, then it's not going to work, right? So in order to tap into the light that's sitting on the tzaddik, on the Navi, on the Chacham, on the Kohen, you have to actually believe that he's holding it. And if you don't, it's as if he's just like you. He's no difference, right? Right? And the intention here, just to drill this back in, a few footnotes that we skipped over, the intention here is not to believe Shu tzaddik, that you have to believe that the tzaddik is an angel himself. Because if he's not an angel, then he's not, right? After you make the decision and it's clear to you that he's a true tzaddik, then anything you see him do, you have to understand is a very, very lofty thing. And it's known people that have been connected to tzaddikim. You can see sometimes they give you advice that is completely opposite. Sometimes you see them doing things that might seem like they have a lust, or they have this, or they're being like chutzpah, or they don't have time for you, or this, that, and the other. All these things are possible that you see in a person. A regular person, you have something to say, even though you shouldn't be talking about another Jew, right? But when it comes to the tzaddik, it could very well be that you're not understanding what we're talking about. Like we spoke about, right? Like, was it last week? The tzaddik says, if you leave me, your children are going to die. Daya itcha, nechon? Right, you remember this?
Yeah.
Right, and what did we say there? What did I say there? that he says, right? It wasn't about his gaiva. It wasn't about his kavod. If you leave me, your children are going to die. No, it wasn't the case. He just has a different level of vision. So a regular person, if you don't believe that that guy's a tzaddik, then you look at him and say, what kind of gaiva, what kind of pride you think that if a student stops learning from you, his children are going to die? But if the tzaddik's holding as a real, he's a tzaddik and he knows what's going on, and he's tapped into higher worlds, and he tells you, if you stop learning from me, you're going to be affecting your family, then it's not about pride, right? It's the opposite. It's the ultimate humility. I'm nothing. I'm just letting you know. You're rooted in me. If you start messing with this, there could be a problem. So that's the first part, emuna. Chaim. And so too, just to bring this down, right? For sure, the tzaddikim also have aliyot ve'yiridot. They have ascents and they have descents and they have tests, but according to their level. It's on a higher level, on a much finer level, much more delicate level. That it, you can't see to a as a regular person, you can't see these things. But again, in relativity to me, he's like an angel. Right? And what do we have to believe when we believe in the level of the tzaddik? We have to believe in his level of bitul to Hashem. And we have to know that the true tzaddikim are nullified completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're even their ani, even when they say I, even when they say me, right? Shenikar lefamim mitoch divrei tzaddik ubeemet ein gamur, right? Their ani is complete ein. Their ani is completely nullified. When they say I, they're saying I. I, meaning I'm nothing. This is the same letters, right? Ani in Hebrew, I, and ein, nothing, is the exact same letters. It's just a remixture of the letters, right? So even their ani is ein. We hear words because we're talking about human beings here. But again, a human being is part angel as well himself. You have a soul that's a piece of God from up above. It's inside a body, so it has to be revealed through a body. But if you're more that soul part, and you're way more conscious of that soul part, and you're more acting as that soul part all the time, then even when you use your body in the way that everybody else uses the body, let's not mix up the lines here, right? So you could see, again, you can see them doing different things. You have to understand they're on a different level, and we can't judge them according to what we see and what we understand with our human intellect, right? Again, that's if you hold him as a true tzaddik, you already have to tap in to the emunah that comes with that, that he's on a different level and you can't judge him according to what you're seeing. The second thing is mora, awe, reverence, respect, right? Honor. In order to receive from a tzaddik, you have to have awe of him, meaning you have to have awe of the Shekhinah that's dwelling on him. Again, it's not about him. This is one of the necessary points to receive from the tzaddik. And it says, "Et Hashem Elokecha Tira." It's a mitzvah from the Torah. Et Elosh Et Hashem Elokecha Tira. You're the Lord your God. You shall fear. You shall revere. Right? The rabbis teach us a rule in understanding the Torah, that anytime you have the word et comes to increase. Et is aleph taf, aleph from taf, from aleph to taf, the whole entire alphabet. If that's 22 letters, right? So that it says, whatever the mitzvah is, Hashem Elokecha Tira, the Lord your God have reverence of. So what is et then? Why do I need the word et? It's to an increase. So what's the increase, the rabbis say, on this specific verse? In order to increase and include Talmidei Chachamim, the sages. Et Hashem Elokecha Tira, your God, your Lord, your God, you shall fear. What is the et? What is the additional et there for? To increase, to put it inside there, the Chachamim. V'amu mora rabcha kemora shamayim. The awe of your rabbi should be like the awe of heaven. Two different verses from the sages to teach us about emunat Chachamim. Ke'akli likabel et or ha-tzadik hu amora. One of the tools in order to receive from the tzaddik is this reverence, is this awe. When you approach your Rebbe, you have to be in a little bit of awe, a little bit of, right? Not in kalut, meaning don't approach him like he's one of your buddies. He's not one of your friends. It's not a game, patting him on the back and all these different things and a hug. He's not a regular person. Even if you want to give him a hug, ask permission. You can do that. He's a human being, right? But you don't just come up to him and like make it. It's like a, it's all joke and fun and games. No.
Can I give you a hug?
I'm not your rabbi, but you can give me a hug. But you know the svarim shel tzaddikim befachad ve'ra'ada, to learn the books of the tzaddikim with pachad, with awe, and trembling, right? When you read their words, again, if you really believe that he's a true tzaddik and he's a pipeline for the light of Hashem, then his books are a revelation of Hashem talking to you. If you're receiving a message from Hashem right now, then shouldn't you be a little bit shook at your core? It's not just another book, right? It's literally Hashem talking to you. So that should have an effect on your body. You should be a little bit startled, right? Hashem Baruch Hu is revealing himself to you right now and talking to you. This is the only way that you can really receive from the tzaddik. Therefore, when you come to the tzaddik, and you come to be with the tzaddik, any time that you merit to have awe of him, you merit to receive from him. If you can feel the awe that when you come around him, you get goosebumps, you get a little bit nervous, you feel like you can't approach him, right? You sit at Sudash Lishit and you feel like you're getting burnt, you're getting shook, right? Then you know you're receiving something. It's working. But when you come too close, you become like buddies. Shikurin Haimish, right? What we call Haimish. When you come Haimish from the Tzaddik, when you feel like you're at home with the Tzaddik, the Enira, and you lose that level of distance, you lose that little level of fear, lo yuchal lekabel klum imenu. You can't receive anything from him. There has to be a boundary. There has to be an understanding. Rabbi, student. Commander, soldier. Parent, child. Right? There's a difference here. And if that boundary becomes blurred, then everything becomes blurred. Vav she'adayin ma'amin bo, even though you still have a emunah that he's a big tzaddik, shu inyan gadol, which is a very needed, like we just learned. Aval ikar ha'kabal yesh she'zoche le'ira. The main receiving from the tzaddik, right? Emunah is for sure, you have to have a emunah that he's a big tzaddik. If you don't have that emunah, what are you doing trying to invest in the relationship? If you don't really believe he's on that level, then what's the point here? Once you do that, that's the gate. That's the to get in the gate. Once you do that, you want to leave with something, you want to receive, you have to be trembling, you have to have awe from this person. If your rabbi does not arouse a little bit of awe in you, a little bit of reverence, a little bit of respect from you, not that he has to be some tyrant, we're not saying that, just the fact that you believe that he's on such a level, being around him, right? And then you keeping that distance in order to keep the respect there. If you can't do that, you're not really able to receive from him. Mm-hmm. The main aspect of Emunat Chachamim is Vishmo Bekol Tzadikei Haemet V'Tachlit, to hear the true words of the Tzadikim in truth. Bli Livdok Imu Masig Zot V'Sichlo Olo. The third step is Bitul, right? And the main way to receive from the tzaddikim, to hear the voices of the tzaddikim, right? And to get the truth is to mamash nullify yourself to him without trying to understand it in your brain, without trying to understand it in your intellect, right? It's not about that. Ki tzarich yitbatel lifnei tzaddik. You have to nullify yourself in front of the tzaddik. I don't have any consciousness when it comes to what he's telling me. I don't really understand anything anyway. Right? He's on a whole different level. He's working on a different motor. The tzaddikim are constantly connected, right? They're constant avoda to connect to Hashem. Right? On Hashem it says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. We don't work the same way. So the tzaddik who's always nullified to that reality, you and him don't work the same way. Right? So the main thing is bitul. Don't try to understand what he's telling you now. Don't try to understand and make logic and make sense out of the instructions and the advice that he's giving you. It's not about that. Sometimes it's just about receive. He's a tzaddik. You have reverence of him. You believe he's holy. He's holding on a level that you're not. You have the awe and respect to receive from him and to respect him. Do what he says. It doesn't need to add up in your head. It doesn't need to make sense for you. Dalit, lachshiv, to give importance. Tzrich lachshiv et divrei tzaddik ve'et hashpa'ato. You have to, when the tzaddik speaks and when he gives influence and he tells you something, whether it's learning, whether it's a piece of advice in life, whether it's whatever it is, in order to help you out in your avodat Hashem and just to get through your day, it has to be very, very, very precious to you. ואם אין הציבור רוצים לקבל את דבריו וחולקים וטוענים שהם דברים גבוהים יותר מדי להשגתם ואינם רוצים לקבל את הנהגתו, אזי אין מלך ולא עם. If the ציבור doesn't want to receive from him, they think that what he's saying is too lofty, too high, they have disagreements on him, and they think that these things are not in our grasp, right? Then there's already a proof there that they don't really want to receive from him. Right? If you think that you can always make a disagreement, no, he said like this, and he's like this, and that's too much, he exaggerated, right? And all you're doing is making excuses. You just don't want to receive. Just be real. You don't want to receive, right? And there's no king without a nation. So if the king's making this decree, this decree, this decree, this decree, and the nation has no interest in receiving those decrees, then there's no king, right? והצדיק מאבד את הבחינה של איש אלוקים. Then the tzaddik loses this aspect of being a godly person that has the ability to lead a flock and to decide for them which plane are we going to go, are we going to be flocked towards, right? Which plane are we going to go eat from right now? Which direction are we going to be going? If the people do not want to receive his advice and they don't hold importance to what he's saying, then who is he? What's the whole point here? Like we found with Elisha, Shaya nika ish elokim, dafka b'sha shebnei hanevi'im hayu smuchim etzlo. When was he called ish elokim in the Tanakh? When was he called a man of God in the Tanakh? When the children of the prophets, meaning the prophets, were close to him. When they were close to him and they were listening to him, he was called ish elokim. Kamo chen tzrich lachshiv et ha'asaga. So too we have to appreciate and give importance to the level of comprehension, godly comprehension that he has. When you receive some light, some godly consciousness from the tzaddik, when you receive a download from being connected to him, that has to be very precious to you. You know that by being connected to a certain tzaddik, by his book, by going to pray, by his kever, by listening to his derech, whatever it is, you know that that's helped you out in your life, that should be of utmost importance. The more of an importance it holds for you, the more it's amplified. The more that effect, the more that godly consciousness, the more that level that you attained, the more it's going to increase. The more that you hold that it's important that you got that, and you give it importance. This depends on your emunah. In order to give importance to something, you have to believe that it's true, that it's real. בפרט אם האדם זוכה ופותחים לו קצת ומרגיש מה שמרגיש כאן המבחן שלו. Specifically, if a person merits to feel, you feel a change, you feel some kind of opening, they gave you a feeling from Shemaim, a tangible experience already, that is the test. That's your test already. כמה הוא מחשיב את הקצת הזה? How much importance do you give to that little bit? 2% better in your Avodat Hashem. Is that a lot for you? Are you happy about 2% improvement? In 365 days, if you can finish, you get to Rosh Hashanah, and you feel 2% more godly conscious. Are you happy about 2%, or are you crying that you weren't 90, that you're still 98% away? 2% would be great, right? We're saying that now. B'ezrat Hashem, when we get to Rosh Hashanah, our test is, right? Like this Rosh Hashanah, it came down to me that from Rav Itchmer, it was a very, very important teaching. From the Maggid of Mezrich, that when we come to Rosh Hashanah, if you think that you're screwed and God's going to send you to Gehinnom and write you in the book of death, then you're in the book of death. You just wrote yourself in the book of death. That the writing and the inscribing in which book you're going to be in is in your own head. That's where it happens. That's where the inscribing is. But do you believe Hashem has an infinite mercy on you? So to now, we have a test right now. 2% have we improved by being part of this Chabura? I'm sure way more, right? Especially for those that come. Right? I'm sure way, way, way more. So we have to hold importance of that. Any learning that we have with the tzaddikim, it has to be precious, precious, precious to you. I got that much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm that much more conscious. I have that much of a better relationship with the Torah, mitzvot, and ma'asim tovim, and my contemplation and my recognition of Hashem in my world. That should be of utmost importance to you. It's a ruchaniyut shi'itorera, the godliness, the spirituality that is aroused upon you. Ve'ivrach ma'asfekot, run away from all doubts. U'mi'etzah sheminaseh l'achlish oto, run away from the yetzara who's trying to make you weak. Ve'lo letet lo la'arich et ma'ashe kibel. He's trying to make sure that you don't appreciate what you received. That you don't appreciate that you have become holier, you have been doing better in mitzvot, you have been growing as a Jew. He wants you to look at all the negativity and not look at the progress that you've made. Every small step that you've taken and that you've made, everything that you've improved in your life, you have to be immensely joyous of it. You have to be throwing a party for yourself. Every page that you read, every little bit of understanding, every successful bracha that you make, anytime you go to Shacharit, Mincha, and Arvit, right? Again, we're not little children that we need stars on a chart, right? That we have to, right? But do it to yourself. Put a star in the chart of your heart, right? Reward yourself. You showed up successfully to Shacharit a few days of the week. You set a goal to work on it. You made it. You hit your goal. Seder, go have that nice hamburger. Go whatever. Do whatever it is that you want to reward yourself in. It's okay. Why? Because that's just showing to yourself, I appreciate my spirituality. I cherish what I've been working on. And the fact that I've grown and I see actual success in my growth, it's something that I want to celebrate. Even if it's a small celebration. Especially when it's a small celebration. We're not looking for only the big successes, because those are happening every few years. Those are milestone things, right? But just the small ones. Just the small ones. Next step, in order to receive the light of that's on the tzaddik, kasher, it's lachin datzmo, to prepare yourself. Kasher yudi rotze lekasher atzmo letzaddik. When you want to connect yourself to a tzaddik, tzrich lekach achana rabata la'amod bifnei tzaddik. You have to really, really prepare yourself in order to stand in front of a tzaddik. Lachshiv me'od et godel hu ma'alato. To put an utmost importance, the level of the loftiness of the man that you're about to come in front of. Mitzrich leshuv b'tshuva. You have to make tshuva before you go up to him. Lehasir mimenu ha'malbushim ha'tzorim ha'meluchlachim mitkatmei ha'avonot. To receive from you the dirty clothing that you're wearing, filled with stains from all of your sins. Letaken atzmo, to rectify yourself. And to do proper preparation before you go. You don't just walk into a person and, hey, can you give me this blessing? What did you prepare yourself? Did you do anything? It's just give me, give me, give me all the time? Right? It's not the way. If you're going to go for a job interview, you're going to do the proper thing. If you're going to go on a date, you're going to get a nice haircut, you're going to do things. So what if you're about to approach a person that represents God on the highest level in the world? Is it not worthy of a little bit of preparation? And here I'm going to give a nice little short story. We don't have too much more to learn. I heard the story from a person himself that he went, it was a guy that he was in a kollel with Rav Mordechai, with Rav Shmuel Eliyahu, the chief rabbi of Tzfat, with his brother. Right? Now his brother is the Rosh Kollel. But at the time, he was just an Avrech, right? And Rav Mordechai Eliyahu was the tzaddik, Zatzal, Rav Shmuel's father. And he went, he didn't have children for 10 years. 10 years he couldn't have children from the time he was married, he never had children. 10 years he's been wanting, just learning Torah every day, trying his best, doing everything that they can. Tzaddik, working on himself, good guy, checking all the V's, doesn't miss tefillah, everything possible, nothing's happening. Says in the Gemara, 10 years you haven't had a child, you have permission, and not only permission, it's advice that you should divorce your wife and get married again with a different woman, because to have children is that important. He obviously didn't want to do that, but he wanted a bracha from the tzaddik. So he asks Rav Yosef Eliyahu, Rav Shmuel's brother, can you take me to your father? This guy was a chassid. He is a chassid, he's still alive. This guy's a chassid. Right, and he asks, your father is holy of holies. Can you please take me to him to get a bracha? I need children. I haven't had children. He says, yeah, no problem. Comes to Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu tells him, this year, Brit Milah. Tzadik ozer, Hashem mekayem. Tzadik makes a decree, Hashem brings it into existence. Right? Year passes, no Brit. The guy doesn't have any questions on Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. But he says to Rav Yosef, can I go back to your father again, please? He gave me a bracha. He was very clear. He said this year, Brit Milah. And it hasn't happened. Maybe I can go back to him and ask him if there was something that I did, maybe something that wasn't proper, something like this. He sets him up another meeting with Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal. He comes to meet him. And Rav Mordechai Eliyahu sees him and he tells him, Brit Hashanah, I'm Brit this year. The guy walks away. Okay, I heard this last year. Is that Hashem? I believe that it's going to work this year. But it's all in Hashem's hands. Let's see. Rav Mordechai Zatzal calls over his son, Rav Yosef, and he tells him, when his wife becomes pregnant, let me know. So he says to him, Abba, you know, the truth is that this same Avrech, the same student last year, he came to you for a bracha, and you told him, breed this year, and it didn't happen. And now you're telling me when his wife gets pregnant, not if, when his wife gets pregnant, let me know. Is there something that changed in the past year? He said, yes. This kid, this guy that came to me, he's a chassid. And by way of the chassidim, their dress is very important. When he came to me the first time, he wasn't wearing a gartel. This time he was wearing a gartel. He's going to be pregnant this year. And it was. And Rav Mordechai Eliyahu was the sandak. Right? Rav Mordechai just, not only did he remember what happened a year ago, he remembered that time he wasn't with a gartel, and this time he was with a gartel, so there he goes. When you prepare yourself, when you think, oh, I'm coming in front of a tzaddik right now, let me put on my gartel, let me put on my hat, let me make sure I'm together, my shirt's tucked in, whatever it is, that you're a bit of preparation, right? And yes, an external act of putting on a piece of clothing, of sorting out your clothing, right? That is already preparation. That shows that you are taking some kind of physical action in order to prepare yourself. I heard that story myself in the Kollel that had happened in Kiryat Moshe, Yuvat Shaul, right? And this is mamash what we're talking about here. When you come to the tzaddik, you have to prepare yourself. Next thing is, last two things. The next thing is limud torato, to learn his Torah. Tzrich lasok b'divrei torato. You have to be busy with the words of the tzaddik's Torah. This is the main way to connect to his neshama. Ki ana nafshi k'tivat yehivat. Right? Hashem Anochi. Anochi is an acronym for I wrote my soul in the Torah. Right? Hashem's soul is inside the Torah. So too, the tzaddik, when he writes Torah, his soul is inside the Torah. Right? V'amechaber machnis et nishmato betoch ha-sefer. The author, he puts his soul inside the sefer. By way of learning the Torah of the tzaddik, you connect to the most internal part of his neshama. There's nothing that could be more internal and more beautiful than the Torah of a neshama. Milvad ma shemekabel et hadat shelo. Not only do you receive his consciousness, you're connecting to the most internal part of him. וככל שאדם משווה דעתו לדעת הצדיק ומהלך בשכלים של הצדיק, כן הוא מתקשר לצדיק ביותר. The more you align your consciousness and your mind with the mind of the tzaddik, the more that your decision and your intellect and your thought process is aligned with his Torah and his mind, the more you're connected to him. כאשר אדם רואה שהוא מתרחק מהצדיק, when you see that you're distancing yourself from the tzaddik, זה מחמת שיש במוחו עוד דעות מלבד דעת הצדיק. It's just because you have other opinions in there besides the opinions and the consciousness and the mindset of that tzaddik. If your mind would be busy with the consciousness of the tzaddik, for sure you would be connected to him. The main way of connection and relationship when it comes to spirituality is done by way of da'at. Again, da'at is a connection between chokhmah and bina, right? In the Torah, it's always the connection between man and woman. Right, and last week we had this in the Haftarah. There was a Rashi Tevot there of Rashi Tevot Shiduch in the Haftarah. The word Shiduch, Rabbi Nachman says, comes from Ki Siftei Kohanim Mishmeru Dat V'Torah. Right, the lips of the Tzaddikim, the lips of the Kohanim guard Dat and Torah. You take the first letter of all of those words, you get the word Shiduch. Right, meaning the Tzaddik is the one who makes a Shiduch. He makes the match. And last part right now, just to finish off with this, of how to receive the life in the tzaddik, la'avod lefi darko, to serve Hashem according to His path. When you're coming to receive from the tzaddik, im mevakshim kelim v'drachim, איך להצליח בעבודת השם, זה חשוב מאוד. If you come to a tzaddik and you ask him for advice or tools of how to be successful in עבודת השם, it's very important. אבל זה לא מספיק, that's not enough. כי יש נר, אבל אין את האש לנר. You got a candle now, you got the vessel, but you don't have the flame. You don't have the fire that needs to go on. How connected we're learning in Kislev, coming up to Chanukah. ומידך אם רוצים, זה מקשר את הבוקר עם הערב, אתה רואה? מידך אם רוצים רק את האש. If on the other side, if you only want the fire, שידליקו בי, the fire should be lit inside me, בלי לעמול בכלים, without working on the vessels, גם אי אפשר. You can also do that. כי אף שהצדיק מדליק את כל הנמצאים אצלו, even if the tzaddik ignites all of those that could be found around him, אבל זה תלוי בדרגת וזיכוך המקבל. It depends on the level and the purification of the receiver. וגם צריך כלים לשמור שלא ייחבא. You also need vessels to make sure that the light shouldn't be extinguished. אלא יוסיף וילך. Rather, it should be intensified and increased and should continue to grow this fire. לכן צריך את שניהם. Therefore, you need both of them. גם את הדרכה של הצדיק, you also need the advice and the guidance of the צדיק. ודרכו בעבודה, right? And the way that he does his path in serving Hashem, which is the vessels. וזה עיקר שימוש תלמיד חכם. This is the main thing of what it says of שימוש תלמידי חכמים. The working or the service of תלמידי חכמים. וגם בעיקר את אש הנקודה הפנימית. You also need mainly the fire of the most internal part of the internal aspect of the tzaddik, which is the Shekhinah Kedusha, is the Holy Shekhinah. Shia Matara. That is the goal. The fire of the Shekhinah. That is the goal. Ve'in dvarenu rak memadragot gvuot. We're not only talking here about very lofty levels. Ela afilu im ragil sheba letzaddik, אדם רגיל שבא לצדיק יכול לזכות להרגיש התעוררות גדולה, וזה אור שהצדיק, דהיינו השכינה שעל הצדיק, הדליקה את נשמתו. A simple person could feel this. When you go to a tzaddik and you feel this arousal, you feel like your soul's on fire, that you came to a holy person, what is going on right now? The holy Shekhinah that is dwelling on that person just set your candle on fire. Right? That's what you experienced. It's not about him again. He's a tool. Right? But the holy flame of the Shekhinah just got in contact with your wick and your candle, and now you are lit, as we say in the modern lexicon, right? And your neshama is lit, right? Ela sherov anashim achrei sholchim nichba lehem k'tzat o harbe. Majority of people, though, when they leave the four dalet amot, the dalet amot of the tzaddik, they leave that room of the tzaddik, within a few minutes, days, weeks, the light is out. It gets extinguished. Even if it's a little bit or it's a lot. The majority of people, that light doesn't last with them so much. This happens because of two reasons. Or because they don't understand that you have to work and ask and pray and not just wait for the light that will come. One is that you don't understand that you have to work, you have to beg and pray and beseech Hashem and not just to wait for the light to come and hit me. או בגלל שרק עובדים ולא מבינים שצריך לחפש את האור, את הנקודה הפנימית, אור השכינה. Or because you took the advice, you did everything he told you to do, but you forgot to seek out the light of the Shekhinah, the fire, the most internal part of it all. What? So you did the physical actions that he told you to do. Great. So what? That's what he was trying to get you to do? To move your body like a robot? To take orders? That's what he's trying to help you do? The tzaddik's trying to help you be more physical? No, he wants you to seek out internal points. He wants you to seek out the godliness of this world. So it's either that you think you're just waiting for the light to come hit you, or it's that you think that all you have to do is just do physically what he's telling you to do. It's a mixture of both of them. You have to be listening to what he's telling you to do and seeking out the way to connect to Hashem by way of what he's telling you to do. כי צריך לרצות את השכינה הקדושה. You have to want the Holy Shekhinah. ולרדוף אחריה בכל הכוח. You have to chase after the Shekhinah with all your might. והיא מתגלית שוב ונעלמת שוב ומתגלית. The Shekhinah reveals herself, hides herself, reveals herself, hides herself. It's non-stop, it's ups and downs. וכך עולים ממדרגה למדרגה. This is how you ascend from level to level on the ladder of spirituality. כשרואים מישהו שאפשר למצוא אצלו את השכינה, לא יעזוב אותו כי היא חיינו. You find someone, last line in this whole entire chapter, you find someone that the Shekhinah is found on him, the light of Hashem is on that person, you do not leave him. Why? Because the Shekhinah is our whole entire life. Godly revelation and having a connection to Hashem is everything about our life. That is the only reason we're in this world. So once you find a person that it's easier for you to attain that light, you cling to him. You listen to him. You nullify yourself to him. You believe that he's a tzaddik. You have awe and respect of him. You pray to receive more and more and more of the light that's found on him. And you do everything in your ability to make sure that you don't lose it and to do everything that he's telling you to do, because that is the way forward. Our job in this world is to connect to Hashem and to receive the ultimate good. We came here to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you find a person that can help you do that easier, do everything in your might and your power to connect to him more and more and more. Bezrat Hashem Yitbarach, may we all be zoche to download the past 4, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, I don't know how long it's been that we've been learning about Emunat Chachamim, which is mamash, again, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdo. They believed in Hashem and in Moshe, his servant. It is an integral part of the Torah. There is no way that you could say that you believe in Hashem completely if you don't have bitul to the tzaddik of the generation. And every generation has tzaddikim. Living tzaddikim walking amongst us that are downloading Torah and present for this day and age of how to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the highest way possible. And there's thousands of years of tzaddikim that have already passed from this world, right? That are also alive, that are living, and that are active, mamash, right? And even less limited, we have to connect to all of them in order to really, really get to the goal, which is connecting to the Shekhinah in the highest way possible, to live a life completely illuminated with the light of the Ein Sof, which is the power of Hod, the power of Chanukah that we're going into. And the Chanukah, what was the whole thing? It was the Yehudim versus the Yevanim, the Jews versus the Greeks. What is the difference between Zion and Yavan? Two words, Zion and Greece. In Hebrew, it's Zion and Yavan. What's the difference? The Tzaddik. The Tzaddik is the difference between everything. That is what they're coming to fight with us. They didn't want us to renew the month. They didn't want us to keep Shabbat, right? And they didn't want us to do Brit Milah. Everything of tzidkut, of righteousness, of holiness, of sanctity, everything that the Chachamim brought down to us, they were trying to uproot. The difference between us and our brothers right across the sea in the Mediterranean, right there. If you're a powerful swimmer, you could even probably do that swim by yourself, right? At least to Cyprus, right? What's the difference? The tzaddik. That's the difference between everything. So Bezat Hashem, may we all be able to tap in to the power of the tzaddik, the power of the tzaddikim, which again, they're nullified completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about them. But Hashem created a world where that's how Judaism works. That's how spirituality works. May we all be able to go on this path properly. Amen. Amen.